previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
A deal is close between metalworkers union NUMSA and employers in the motor sector. That's according to Business Day, which reports that the retail motor industry organisation expects to conclude talks on Saturday. This affects some 306,000 workers in component manufacturing companies, fuel stations, car dealerships, tyre shops, aftermarket sales, glass fitment centres, car cleaning, car parts assembly and panel beating workshops. Roughly a third of those are NUMSA members. On the table since May, a series of multi-term inflation-based increases, but we don't know at this stage what the final number's likely to be. Anglo-American's restructuring plan has taken a big hit. U.S. coal miner Peabody Energy has pulled out of a $3.8 billion U.S. dollar deal to buy Anglo's coal mines. This follows a March explosion at the flagship Moranbah North mine in Queensland, Australia. Peabody says it's terminating the agreement with Anglo due to what it considered to be a material adverse change. Now, that's the clause in a sale agreement that allows one of the parties to cancel if something dramatic changes between acceptance of the offer and closure of the deal. Moranbah North has still not reopened. The sale of JSE-listed Anglo's coal assets was considered to be one of the easier parts of the restructuring. Anglo disagrees with Peabody, says it will now start arbitration to seek damages for wrongful termination. Unleash the lawyers. U.S. tech stocks have sold off amid warnings that the hype surrounding artificial intelligence could be overdone. Leading the way, Nvidia, the chipmaker that surged to become the world's first $4 trillion company, down 3.5%, along with the likes of software group Palantir, down 9.5%, and chip designer ARM, down 5%. This follows two warnings. The first came in a paper from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which says 95% of organizations are getting zero return from their investments in generative AI. And the second came earlier from OpenAI chief executive Sam Altman, who signaled that he thinks an AI bubble might be forming. "Are investors overexcited?" asked Altman. "My opinion is yes." The tech-heavy Nasdaq ended last evening down 1.5%, compared with the Dow, which was flat, the S&P 500 down 0.6%. JSE's all-share ended just above flat, the top 40 just beneath, London's FTSE up 0.3%. Tokyo this morning down 1.5%, Hong Kong down 0.4%, Sydney up 0.3%. The US dollar's picked up a cent to 1.16 against the euro, the rand at 17.72 against the dollar, 20.61 to the euro, 23.87 to sterling. Gold at 3,316, platinum 1,311, Bitcoin just over 113,500, and Brent crude oil just on $66 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.